Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And we're here again today with our guest this week, Allie Hoffman. And Allie's a full-time Catholic evangelist. We've had a fantastic week together, both sharing her story, her family story, stories about her family culture growing up. I think that are so practical and helpful and inspirational. And then also just the whole idea of living as a missionary, as a Catholic. And we're all distinctly called to be able to be ready to share the faith and to have a passion and a desire for it. And the Lord has taken Allie beyond her family home and beyond the school and beyond the neighborhood, beyond net ministry, she called it, in so many places. And he's just using her very powerfully. So we're going to talk today about some of the key things that Allie speaks about when she's on the mission field. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Yeah, thank you for being here. In particular, I know you speak to guys, gals, full crowds, but I think there's ways, especially in the last number of years, the Lord has had you dial in on ministering to women. Mm-hmm. And what are the key things that you've been led to speak on? What are the main topics and why?
Yeah.
You know, you use those. So,
man, there's so many things. It's so fascinating of like the older I get, I'm only 35, but I feel like the older I get, the more I'm just like so aware of the need for intergenerational ministry. For as a young adult, you're so concerned with community and belonging and, okay, other young adults just have to be with other young adults and vice versa. And I was a youth minister for 6 years, and it was really important to me to have parents and to have older people be small group leaders and involved in ministry so that, particularly, like you said, I have a heart for women, to see what it means to love the Lord in different stages and areas of life. And is it even worth it to follow Jesus in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, beyond? And so I think through the ministry that the Lord's given me, I disciple and I walk a lot with young women, specifically in their early 20s, mid-20s, just figuring out life. And there's a lot of different themes that I see, but especially if I'm, for instance, if I'm discipling someone, walking with one person one-on-one in a life of living a life with Jesus, the first thing that I do is just talk about identity and talk about what has the Lord said about you and just clearing out the way of what are you building your life on, basically, and going through their own life and figuring out where do you put your identity, where you put your worth, where you put your value and things. And my whole approach is looking at it with a non-judgmental, even them, I tell you, look, we're going to take an account of your life in a non-judgmental kind of way. And then where do you put, like when you have success or when you have failures, whatever, where is the baseline, a foundation of your life? And a lot, my whole job, really, I feel like the Lord has given me a call and teach people how to pray. How do you hear the voice of God? Because if you're not hearing the voice of God, there are so many other voices in the world that will tell you who you are. So if you're not hearing God's voice, what does his voice sound like? What is he telling you specifically through scripture? Most people are like, how do you hear God's voice? What does his voice sound like? And I'm like, one of the easiest ways that you can start is reading scripture right now, because in Hebrews, you know, it says that the Bible is living and active in it, and it pierces the heart, and that this book is not just another book to put on your shelf, but it is a collection of books and stories that is Holy Spirit breathed that speaks to you now. And the same God that is talked about in the Psalms, abounding in kindness and mercy and all of this, and Jesus, the God made flesh, walking in the world, like this is the same God that wants a relationship with you. It's not just a collection of like history and like has been. And so I teach young women specifically, how do I hear the voice of God specifically in scripture? And one thing that I love to do is, one of my favorite verses is in Mark 12, 28 through 30, where it's this man comes up and says, what's the greatest commandment? And so the Lord, you know, Jesus boils it down to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so when I'm specifically walking with people, for getting to identity, you know, your base identity is beloved daughter, specifically talking with women, beloved daughter, that everything comes from this place of you are loved. You're created out of love for love. That God loved you first, that you don't have to earn this, you don't have to prove it, you don't have to show, you have all of these medals or stories to prove why you're loved, but that you're created out of love for love, and you're created to be in relationship with the Lord. Then what is your response to that? And if you're building your identity on this love, then how are you loving the Lord? Holiness is actually very simple, and I think we complicate it so much, but holiness is loving God and loving people. And so if I'm loving the Lord, when I take them through, like, loving heart, mind, and soul, taking them, like, what is, like, I start with the heart, very specifically, because heart, it says in Proverbs that the heart is the wellspring of life, and it's decisions, and you're having a relationship with a person and not just an emotion or a feeling. And so what, like, what are you setting your heart on? And it kind of forms, like, kind of the emotional aspect of a relationship. And then moving on to the mind, what are you setting your mind on? Like, it says in Romans 12, renewing, like, the transformation of your mind and the renewal of your mind. And what are you setting your mind on? And then I take the women that particularly I walk with, if we're setting our hearts on the Lord, and what does that look like in your everyday life? And the specifics of that. And then you're setting your mind. How are you forming your mind? Especially today, when there's so many prophets of TikTok, and there's so many just voices out there that have an aspect of truth that actually might not be from the Lord. And social media is a whole other story I could spend a whole week talking about. But how are you setting your mind? Like, what are you setting your mind on? And then finally, strength. And I go into, so if we're forming our hearts and we're forming our minds on the Lord and having the mind of God and His ways become our ways and walking with them, then we talk about strength, which is really, what is the Lord asking you to do? Because I think so many women, especially, they have like an encounter with the Lord. Okay, I believe that God has called me. He's loved me into existence. Now, what can I do? And immediately go into, instead of being formed in the ways of God, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? And then, so if we're forming our hearts, we're forming our minds. Now let's form your strength. What do we feel like the Lord is called? Like, what are your gifts? What are your natural talents? What do you like to pray into what the Lord wants you to do and using your strength? And then talking about mission. Okay, now let's go. But it's so fun to see, and all of that is just rooted in prayer, rooted in the sacraments, rooted like getting them to confession regularly and the Mass, receiving the Eucharist regularly, and just living like, what, like, I imagine what Jesus lived in the first 30 years of his life, a very hidden life of just learning the ways of his Father. And that's what I feel like the Lord, particularly for me, what I feel so passionate about is just learning the ways of your Father in a very hidden way, where so many people, they have an encounter with the Lord and they're like, give me a microphone and like, let me go and speak to the nations. I'm like, I love the zeal. That's so good. But and it's like, yeah, share your testimony. Absolutely. Let's teach you how to do that in a way like I was taught how to share a testimony. And there's multiple testimonies of my life and how the Lord has worked. But also, what does it mean to just be hidden with the Lord and allow Him to work out things in your life and work out, which is a lifelong process, but now kind of in a dark room, like going into the dark room and allowing the Lord to renew your life, to renew your mind, so that when He sets you in His path, where He sets you, where He needs you to be, in whatever vocation you're called to, whether it's full-time ministry, whether you're a lawyer, doctor, you're stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, whatever it is, you have the mind, you have the heart, and you have the strength of Jesus to then love yourself and love people. And that's what I just get so passionate about, of like, I think we complicate holiness. And I think there's a rise right now in the generation of wanting to love the Lord, but having this kind of perfectionism ideal of, I want to do God's will, but it's only one thing and I have to do it right the first time. And if I mess up, like, it's just this fall off this pedestal. And I think it's my whole goal, especially when I disciple women, is just really breaking down what holiness is, what holiness looks like in your own life right now. And it's actually very simple. And that it's so simple. Jesus loves you. We think that's too simple, that we want to put all of these things around it. And I remember I was speaking at an event once, and it was a week-long event. And so every day I'm walking with students, and my whole thing was like, Jesus loves you. Like, this sentence, like, this reality and this truth that Jesus loves you. And if you actually understood, not just with your head of like, oh yeah, I hear that all the time, but allow that to sink into your heart, that would change the world. It would change yourself. It would change the world of this like divine love. And what does love look like? And the proof that God loves us. And let's look at scripture. What has God done for us to prove His love over and over? And I remember after that, I got feedback from the place, and they were like, you know, some people loved it, some people thought it was too simple. And I was just like, I mean, what else is there? Like, to know the love of God. And so I just feel so passionate about breaking down holiness of like, man, do you know that you're loved? And not just like a platitude, like Pinterest kind of quote, Jesus loves you, but like God, the King of the universe, loves you. And then walking with women. And then from you build upon all of that, and you build scripture and what the church says. But I'm just a very simple love God, love people.
It's ironic, but it's the thing that we most need to experience, to understand, and receive.
Yes.
Think about Romans 5, God's poured his love into our hearts. Yes. That's the source of hope.
Yeah.
The realization of it. Or the Holy Spirit crying for in our spirit, communicating to the Father, calling God mm-hmm. Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. And that, I think of 1 John, where John just bursts out at one point and goes, see what love the Father has given to us, that we're children of God. Like, do
Amen.
You see it?
Do you see it?
And it's not just a, it's not a constant emotion. We know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's not just a fact, another creedal fact or truth. Mm-hmm. It is that. But what it is, it's meant to be a lived experience. That's why the Holy Spirit's been poured into our hearts.
Yeah.
And the apostles knew that, and mm-hmm. they experienced it as a lived reality. And when we really do receive and believe mm-hmm. that we're loved by God, and that love has been poured into our hearts, and I'm sharing in the glory of God, that is the life of God.
Yeah.
It's here, and this life's going to be over in a blink of an eye, and I'm entering into this future and this reality in its absolute fullness.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of begins to blow away the condemnation, the
yes.
self-condemnation,
yes.
the fear, the isolation,
shame.
The
mm-hmm.
loneliness, the shame, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more important than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
To be able to see and receive. And I think sometimes we come to the next event, I want something smart. I want
yes.
something wise.
Okay,
I want something more practical. Mm-hmm. Practical. And there's time for those other kinds of things.
Absolutely.
But the life changer really is encountering the love of God in the power of the Holy Spirit
yeah.
and confessing Jesus as Lord and knowing God as your Father.
I mean, that's it. And then, like you said, it builds upon. And what you said in Romans 5 of the love of God has been poured into our hearts. And like, that's the reason for our hope. And like, what hope is, the theological virtue of like that we desire heaven. So it's not even hope that I'm going to have a husband, or hope that I'm going to have like a nice life, or like hope that I'm going to have, that those are not bad things. But like what hope is that's been poured in our hearts is that I desire, like, this is where I'm going. And it just, like you said, it clears out, I think, a lot of things, and a lot of, it's able to like just cut strings and like ties of things that are holding me back, I think, that I'm doing to myself of like, what is my actual goal in life? And that's to be in relationship with Jesus and one day in heaven with him for all eternity. Mm. It just makes it simple, and we just complicate
yeah.
it so
and
much.
I think one of the things that's just really genuine, I just did a video on this the other day to help people, is to say, you've been given the Holy Spirit, to say, Holy Spirit, help me value this truth that God is my Father,
mm.
that I'm loved by God and made by God, because right now it's a thing I understand in my head,
yeah.
but it's not a life changer for me. You know, yeah. some people are there to say, help me go deeper, help me understand God as my Father, Jesus as my Savior and friend and Lord.
So good.
And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do, but
yeah.
we have to be attentive
Amen.
To the Holy Spirit. And anyway, another show that went very fast, Ellie. So it's
okay.
been really wonderful having you here with us this
yeah,
week.
Thanks for having me.
Again, quickly, how can people get a hold of you if they want to?
Yeah, my website is www.alliehoffman.co, A-L-I-H-O-F-F-M-A-N. And I have an email. You can email me, whatever you want. Prayer requests,
okay.
whatever you want to do.
Great. No, it's just wonderful to see how much the Lord has been using you and your big mm-hmm. yes to the Lord and the wonderful family that it all emerged out
Amen.
Of. And so, friends, if you
Love
didn't
them.
Have a chance to hear the program all week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net and just pick up the archive. You can listen to it whenever you want to, because there's been lots of wisdom, lots of inspiration this week. Very, very upbuilding. Thanks for being with us, Ellen.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Have a blessed weekend. Let's walk together in the Lord. Don't forget to celebrate the Lord's Day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.